Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. We're turning our attention to the Super Bowl today, tomorrow. I'm going to give you my all-time Super Bowl team today that I worked on this morning. I have a lot of different things I want to get to. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, a lot of stir this morning about charges levied against Missouri, and Kelly Bryant was the number one trending name on Twitter because Missouri will now be ineligible for postseason football play this year. And there's a lot of speculation about how that will impact Kelly Bryant. In fact, it really wasn't speculation. It was a landslide of people saying that Kelly Bryant's not going to Missouri now. Now he's going to be leaving, and he's going to be going somewhere else, and that kind of thing. I'm not at all sure of that at this point. I put a call in on that. I'm 100% sure now. By the way, 100% sure now. I just got the word. Kelly Bryant is staying at Missouri, as I anticipated. So there's that. So I have people right now, even there are people saying Kelly Bryant about to transfer again, that kind of stuff. No, he is not. He is staying at Missouri. And I thought that he would. You know, I wrote this in response to the landslide of suggestions that on Twitter, social media, that Kelly Bryant would be exiting Missouri. I wrote this morning that Twitter might be overreacting to the Kelly Bryant part of the Missouri news. Kelly chose Missouri for scheme, returning talent, offensive line, hoping to expand his NFL potential. Not sure that a bowl game has anything to do with that. And I said, I'll ask and we'll see. Well, I asked and I just came in. I see the answer in my direct messages. So Kelly Bryant is staying at Missouri. And that's from a source that would know. And I didn't think he would leave. He chose Missouri for specific reasons, has nothing to do with a ball game. I mean, quite honestly, by the time he got to that point, I don't know if he would have been playing the bowl game anyway. I mean, that's the way we're going in college football. So I thought that there were two separate stories to me. One was the Missouri story, which is worthwhile being examined on its own. I'm not going to spend much time on it today. But the other was the Kelly Bryant part of the story, which seemed to trump the Missouri story. In fact, trending on Twitter all morning, it was Kelly Bryant above Missouri. Kelly Bryant and people were all parroting and jumping on the same thing, that Kelly Bryant's leaving now, and he made a terrible mistake and all that. He's not going anywhere. He's 100% in at Missouri. He is staying put, as I suspected he would. And that was my instant reaction to seeing that, was that this was a Twitter world not familiar with the reasons Bryant chose Missouri in the first place. So there's that. In fact, now I see it's also just trending now that Bryant plans to stay in Missouri despite postseason bans. So those reports that are saying that are accurate. So Kelly Bryant will stay put. And, you know, and again, he chose Missouri for other reasons. He chose Missouri because of the offensive line. He chose Missouri because of the returning 2,000 yards rushing, returning 2,000 yards receiving. And quite honestly, the expected impact of having Dooley as an offensive coordinator who has coached the NFL and is believed to have enhanced Drew Locke's NFL potential this year, despite all the criticism of Dooley. So there's all of that. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. You know, if you think that Kyler Murray is lacking for confidence, you would be wrong. If you think Baker Mayfield was the only one with confidence out of Oklahoma, you would be wrong. I heard an interview with Brady Quinn and I forget the other guy's name with Kyler Murray, part of the Super Bowl festivities. And, you know, Murray indicated he still has not decided on football and baseball. He loves them both. The only thing that he's 100% sure of is he's never going to try and play both sports, that it's all in. When he makes his decision, that it's all in. So Kyler Murray indicating that he still has not come to any decision, despite the speculation that Murray favors football. Murray did not say that. When I heard him interviewed, he said that he loves both sports equally. You know, who knows? But it sounds like it's a decision that he still is wrestling with at this point in time. But Quinn said to him that, you know, I like your film more than any of the other quarterbacks in this year's draft. And you know what Kyler Murray's response to that was? Kyler Murray's response to hearing that Quinn likes his film more than any of the other quarterbacks, Kyler Murray's response was, oh, well, yeah. I mean, I certainly agree with that. I mean, it's sort of a no-brainer. Kyler Murray said that it's a no-brainer that his film is better than any of the other quarterbacks in college football this year. You know, the thing is, he's right. He's right. You know, you're going to have to decide whether you can get past. Now, look, there are other elements, all right? Mayfield has a lot of these intangibles. It looks like Murray has some of those same intangibles. I mean, he's nothing but a winner. In high school, he went 42-0. You know, he looks like he has some of those same intangibles. You've got to decide if you're going to be waylaid, if you're interested in Kyler Murray, by his 5'9" height and his 200-pound weight. You've got to decide if those things are more important to you. I think that the game is changing and that more and more people are understanding that and comprehending that. And I don't think it's as big a factor as it once was at all. And I think you should largely ignore it. I think this is a correct sentiment. If you evaluate just what you see out of Kyler Murray without any consideration for how big he is, he was the best quarterback in college football. And so to me, if you just let him slide down a board because he's 5'9", I think you're missing the change of the game. I think you're missing what is fundamentally happening at the pro level right now. I mean, it's happened with Russell Wilson. It's happened with Baker Mayfield. The game is just changing. It's changing. Now, you've got to be willing to design your offense around him. You can't Jeff Fisher him. I think that goes without saying. You can't Jeff Fisher him. It's got to be somebody who's willing to utilize his skill set. I still think if you put him with that New York Giants group of personnel, I don't see how anyone would stop him. I don't think there's any way anyone could stop them. I would see the Giants winning Super Bowls again in that scenario. Now, I don't know that Kyler Murray fits with Gettleman, but I think if you're innovative and you put Kyler Murray in with that group of skill players, you could do all the same things Kansas City does. Every time I watch the Chiefs play, I kept thinking to myself, what would this offense look like if Kyler Murray was running it? And I kept sort of coming to the same conclusion, it would be just as effective. And that's with, obviously, I've talked about Patrick Mahomes since I saw him in his first games at Texas Tech. Warned about him when people had no idea of him. Talked about how he played through a shoulder injury that I don't think most players would have played through. Dick says, Walt, don't be telling teams to draft Murray. My Broncos need him. Yeah, I'm a little concerned with your Broncos train of thought on the quarterback situation. I'm a little concerned with that element. But I think that you look at everything that he brings to the table in that type of offense. Just imagine putting Kyler Murray on the field in Kansas City, for example. Allow yourself to think about that, what it would look like, how it would differ from what that offense looks like now. I'm not sure it would differ. I almost think it would look just like it does. I think Kyler Murray would throw a whole ton of touchdown passes and probably run for a lot more yards than Patrick Mahomes. And that's not to say that his arm is quite Patrick Mahomes, but it's close. Murray has the strongest little guy arm I've seen. The next strongest is Mayfield. The underrated element of Mayfield's game is his arm strength. For example, Mayfield's arm is far superior to Sam Darnold's. But I don't know that people recognize that. And historically speaking, we don't see little guys with arm strength. Russell Wilson has arm strength. Drew Brees doesn't. Both Mayfield and Kyler Murray have arms that are much stronger than Drew Brees's. And I think it's going to be fascinating come draft time what happens with Kyler Murray. Again, I'm selfishly hoping that he chooses the National Football League because I want to see it. I want to see that play out. I'm not nearly as interested in his baseball career. And it's not that he can't be a great baseball player. It's who cares. Major League Baseball tried to sell this notion that Kyler Murray could be to Major League Baseball what Tiger Woods was to golf. I'm just not buying it. I just don't see that at all. I mean, if Kyler Murray goes and plays for Oakland, he'll never be heard from again. No one will ever know he's even in the league. I mean, Mike Trout is the best player of this generation. And I don't think most people could pick him out of a police lineup. You know, Mike Trout toils in relative obscurity. And what would make Kyler Murray different playing in Oakland? Right. Clink just said MLB can't even sell Trout. Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. MLB can't sell Trout. How are you going to sell Kyler Murray out in Oakland? I mean, look, if Kyler Murray was drafted by Boston or something, maybe, but definitely not the Oakland A's. I mean, that's like being sent to baseball hell. I don't see any way. Again, personally, I'm hoping he chooses football. I want to see it. I want to see him get in with the right type of coaching because I think he's capable of doing sensational things and rewriting a lot more of these NFL rules. And again, it's as we enter this era of the young quarterback in college in pro football, and I want to see Kyler Murray be a part of this mix as well. You know, we talked, Mona, about the possibility in the future of perhaps even having a rivalry between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, depending on where Trevor Lawrence lands, et cetera, and that's a ways off. But what might not be a ways off is Kyler Murray v. Baker Mayfield. And Kyler Murray spoke with all sorts of respect about Baker Mayfield, too. Said he learned a ton from him sitting behind him and how he never saw anybody work harder and these type of things. And so I think Kyler Murray is found his path and done it the right way. And I certainly want to see it explored on the NFL level. Nashville guy, I think, has offensive players for 150 years of college football today. You want to get in 654-7627. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or Ultra Shape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
And I don't AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's Road Rage with Walt Abdullah on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. The Roar Texter 367 asked about what happened to Garrett Boulware from Clemson's baseball team. And it's AAA, I think, Louisville. And he writes, thank you very much for your reply. You're awesome. Makes the end of the day much more bearable. Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. Very kind of you. Let's go to Nashville guy. Lots to get to on today's show. We are going to get much more heavily into a breakdown of the Super Bowl. I'm going to give you my all-time Super Bowl team. Later today, Roadrageous Moments in History, Episode 3. It's been wildly popular through 2 weeks. I think this should be fun today. Nashville guy.
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Hey, Nashville guy.
All right.
Appreciate you getting in.
All right, I got my offensive guys. I did defense yesterday. Right. I'm not nearly as confident in some of these, but I'm going to roll with it. At the tackle positions on the offensive line, I have Orlando Pace. I think that's a pretty easy one. And Bryant McKinney, even though he only played 2 seasons at Miami, he was really, really I thought he looked really, really good.
Yeah.
And at the guards, I got 2 Alabama guys. I got John Hanna, and even though he played a lot of different positions on the line, I put Barrett Jones on there, a 3-time national champion winner. I put him at guard. And the center, I put Dave Remington from
I think he's the only one to ever win two Outland trophies, maybe. Yep, but he's the guy the award's named after.
Right, so that's who I went with there, tight end. I went with Ozzie Newsome from Alabama. I did 3 wide receivers and no fullback. I went Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, and Kelvin Johnson. Running back, I went with Archie Griffin over Walker just because I think he's 2-time Heisman winner.
Yes.
31 straight games with 100 yards. It was hard. It could go either way. I can say I'm not that confident in that. And quarterback, I have no idea. I ended up with Marcus Mariota just for the fact that I think he only threw 14 interceptions,
you know, like
almost 1,200 pass attempts. And
running that's a throwing. fascinating choice. At quarterback, and it's not a name that that I really would have thought of, but his career at Oregon was just unbelievable, and you're 100% right. The numbers he put up are just almost unparalleled.
Like, he's not first in any major category, but he's in the top 10 in almost everything.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I went with him. They didn't win a title or anything, but, you know, he was just – very, very consistent throwing the ball at Oregon, and he could run it. So that's my reasoning there.
I like it.
That's my team. Just wanted to get in. And I got to make a quick comment about Missouri. I'm not even going to acknowledge the punishment. I don't think it's when you got other schools like North Carolina, but that's something that can't be controlled. And to all the people out there saying Kelly Bryant this, Kelly Bryant that, he didn't go to play in a bowl game. I mean, they weren't going to probably make the playoffs anyways. I mean, you've already touched on it. He went to enhance his skill set, and he could do that with Dooley and a good offensive line, right, and all the returners. I mean, and like you said, and I said it earlier on Twitter, I mean, if he does have a really good year, he probably isn't playing in the bowl game anyway. So yeah, that's not really that big.
Here's the deal. Look, I'm sure Kelly Bryant didn't wake up to this news this morning and say, hot damn, we're not going to a bowl. You know, I'm sure he wasn't like celebrating it, but my instant reaction upon hearing it into this avalanche of Twitter speculation that Bryant was out was that you just don't understand why he went there to begin with. So obviously I think that's proven to be correct, that assumption.
I mean, he probably was never going to be the hero in this year's national championship game, let's just face it, it's Missouri, but he picked a good school to go work and get better. I think that's what it was all about, not to play in a bowl game, the Outback Bowl or whatever.
Right, exactly.
All right, have a good one.
Good job. Excellent job. Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's it exactly. I think he's looking for a place to ply his trade, to improve, to give himself a shot at the next level. And in evaluating all the situations that were available to him, he thought Missouri was the best option. And I agree. I mean, I think it was. And I don't think that has changed, really, based on this. I mean, he's only going to be there a year, and I don't, again, we see so many guys at the end of season skipping bowls to go on with the process now. So, I just don't think that was an enormous sticking point after hearing this news today. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. I want to turn our attention to the Super Bowl, and if you want to get in on it, you're welcome to make your calls. It's time to make your calls, your suggestions, what you think is going to happen. As I was heading in here, I heard Kwok citing some numbers in terms of money that's going on. It's interesting. I'm hearing a lot of people, you know, like NFL Network type picking the Rams. And obviously the spread is still low. It's still 2.5. I thought going into the year the Rams were the most talented team in football. They're clearly more talented than the Saints. I mean, I thought they outplayed the Saints and were the better football team. I know, obviously, you had the issue at the end of the game. But quite honestly, I thought Goff outplayed Breeze. I mean, I thought Goff looked really good against New Orleans. He started rough. He was, you know, that whole team started rough. But we've talked about the noise level in that building and what Brett Favre had said about it and just how difficult that was to overcome. But I thought as the game went on, I thought Goff really settled, and I thought he was throwing the ball with authority, whereas I thought Drew Brees looked like he was finished. I think the best thing that ever happened is that New Orleans didn't get to the Super Bowl, because I think New Orleans would have got crushed. I just don't think they played well late in the year at all. They should have lost at home to Pittsburgh. I think Drew Brees, if I'm New Orleans, my first concern is Drew Brees, because I just did not think he looked good at all in that football game. I thought every throw, again, he has never had great arm strength, but in that game, there were times he looked like a 12-year-old throwing the ball. I mean, he just did. I mean, he threw some lollipops that should have been picked. I mean, the pass that was completed to get the Saints down there to Ted Ginn, that was a terrible throw. It was just thrown up for grabs, and Ginn happened to come down with it. I mean, it's slightly reminiscent of the throw that Will Greer made, the Senior Bowl, that Hunter Renfro came down with. I mean, yeah, it worked, but it worked because the guy on the back end of it, not because of what you did. So there's that. I mean, I think the Rams are a really good football team. I think they're really talented and they're well coached. I also think that, again, if you look at their talent, they are almost across the board. You know, they have round one talent. You look at their defense, and I mentioned this, I don't know, last week, But Brockers was a round one pick, like about 14 or 15, I think. Sue was an early round one pick. Aaron Donald went 13. Dante Fowler was a top five. That's your whole defensive line right there. Your whole defensive line, all number one picks. And then again, moving down it, Mark Barron was a number one pick. Marcus Peters was a number one pick. Aqib Talib, I can't recall. I think he was. LaMarcus Joyner was like a top 40 pick. That whole defense, like 7-8 guys, number one picks. I mean, that's hard to do in a salary cap era, and it won't last. It won't last. Clink says Breeze arm looks similar to Peyton's at the end of his career. Yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of dead. I think if you're New Orleans, you need to start thinking about what you're doing beyond that and whether you have the answer in-house or not. You know, they like Taysom Hill. Do you like him as an every-down quarterback? I don't know. I guess we'll see. And then, you know, you flip to the offensive side for the Rams, and that left side of that offensive line, Andrew Whitworth and Roger Saffold, that may be the true strength of that football team. Those two guys right there who play on that left side, if you're watching these games, you watch any of these Rams games, they're running left almost every time. And more recently, they've been running C.J. Anderson behind Saffold and Whitworth. Look, there's a sentiment around the league. There was a little story about it yesterday that I saw somewhere that Anderson better fits the Rams running style than Gurley does. And I think in a way he does. There's a feeling that Gurley basically has to have a clean start to his runs to get going. Whereas Anderson is a north-south guy who squares his shoulders and gets downhill and runs more physically initially. And I think that's why. I don't think the Rams are not giving it to Gurley because they're penalizing him. I think they're giving it to Anderson because they think he better fits what they do. And I think that's why he's on this streak late in the year of all these big-time performances. So I think there's that. Texas says, is a bit of a stat misnomer that the Rams are last in rush defense, or why were they? Yeah, that's a great question. Ramon, I'm going to get Big Bad Bob, and I want to go back to Texter 248 because I think it's a really important question to evaluate, and it may go a long way to determining what actually happens in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's well done, Texter, because you're 100% right. They were at the bottom of the rush defense standings, but in these last couple playoff games, they've stoned the run. What's changed, if anything? Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Listen, hang on just a minute, my doggies. I was going to talk about the line. I heard you just talking about them. Listen, for the Rams, they were talking about the rush defense and something maybe has changed, but what about the protecting Brady? I don't keep up with the NFL too much, but I was reading Aaron Donald has 20.5 sacks.
Yeah.
He's 6'1 and 280, and they say they have a hard time blocking this guy, and you've got Sue right there too.
Yeah.
Can you break down the line just a little bit?
Yeah,
the for Patriots, the defense because Dwayne Allen might be involved with this, right?
Yeah, look,
tight end, will he be involved much?
Well, that's good.
With the blocking, I mean.
That's going to be one of the keys, obviously, how the Patriots control that defensive front. But, you know, here's the thing. Did we lose Bob?
No, I'm listening.
New England, in the last two games, New England has 172 snaps, I think 90 pass attempts, 82 runs, I believe is the breakdown. On the 90 pass attempts versus San Diego and Kansas City, two of the better pass rush teams in football. San Diego, obviously, with Bosa and Ingram, two of the better pass rush teams in football. You know how many sacks they had of Brady? Zero.
Zero?
Zero. And you know, people keep talking about offensive line. It has nothing to do with that. It's about Brady. It has nothing to do with the offensive line. It has to do with Brady. Brady gets rid of the ball so quickly that he just frustrates the opposing defensive line, and he's very, very difficult to get to. Again, when New England played San Diego, Joey Bosa was mic'd up, and he kept expressing this frustration that he could not get to Brady because Brady gets rid of the ball too quickly. That's what it is. It's not the offensive line. It's Brady. So it's not really going to be the offensive line versus those guys as much as it's going to be Brady versus those guys. He takes short sets. The ball is coming out. He's not letting you mess with him. Now, later in the game, once he screws with your mind and fatigues you, then it's a little different. Now, I will say this. One of the fascinating matchups in this game is the Wade Phillips matchup against Brady, because the last defensive coordinator to beat Brady in the playoffs was Wade Phillips when he was with Denver. He's the last guy to and some of these same guys were playing for him, like Aqib Talib. But he's the last guy to beat Brady, and I think in that game, they got to him a ton. I think they might have even sacked him six, seven times. And they got to him a ton. It was a different makeup, and they went all out to get him. So you may see A-gap blitzing in addition to this. The game plan for the Rams is going to be to try and pressure Brady up the middle. If they can do that, they'll be fine. Aaron Donald is the most dominant three technique type defensive tackle that perhaps the game has ever seen. He had 20 and a half sacks, which is insane. Now, you know, you're really talking about more of an odd front, and they'll move around, but you know, from a profile standpoint, whether he's in a three technique, whether he's in a five technique, Aaron Donald is that type of defensive tackle. That type of defensive tackle / defensive end. He's an up.
But it's not the blocking; it's the way Brady.
Right, but Donald's is released. Right, but Donald's is an upfield guy, and one of the things that the Patriots are going to try to do with Donald, it goes back to the texter who just asked that great question a moment ago about the Rams' defensive rankings. This is hard to explain for a guy who's the best at what he does in football and Aaron Donald. But Aaron Donald is still only like 290 pounds. And he can still be moved. And so if you effectively double team Aaron Donald, you can run the ball on the Rams. And the Patriots are going to double Donald, and they're going to try and run the ball right at him.
Do you think they're going to run Michelle right at him, or why?
I think they're going to run all those backs right at him, all three of them.
Do you think they might have as many plays and be so dominant in the amount of time they keep the ball this time?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have 172 snaps in these last two games, which is just insanity at the pro level. And I'm sorry, I look at this Rams defense and I see questions, and I don't know how they're stopping New England. I just don't. I you're getting more of the same. Let me put it this way. I would be stunned if New England doesn't put up like 500 yards or more on them.
Yeah. Oh, on a passing or both?
Combined both. Yards. Yeah, combined
yards. Combined yards. Well, he had 70 minutes or something like that in both games. So it's going to be, like you said, I think Patriots are going to win it. Like, you think they're going to put like 35 points up or something like that?
I do. Yeah, I think it's going to be 35 to like...
Yep. 21, maybe. I like that for the Patriots.
I like it, Bob. Excellent job.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, good run. Appreciate it. Quickly, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. They have New Year sales, Ramona. They have sales on top of sales right now. You know, normally they're up to 75% off. You can get all sorts of additional savings for the New Year right now. And they also have adjustable box springs. But the standard box springs are free when you mention you heard it here on the show. Listen, sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Stop suffering. Stop waking up feeling miserable. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep today. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. That's how it works. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back. Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 years, 10,500 mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out of Austin, back from San Antonio, with the radio blasting and the bird dog on.
Walt up to the Road Rage, word of his CCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about SC DMV. You can get in if you want. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in now. 654-7627. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star. excuse me, to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, visit a military installation, purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze, brought my birth certificate, social security card, two proofs of address. You get in, you get out, you avoid the headaches later on. Trust me, it will be worth it. You will thank me later. Do it. It's the way to go, and you're going to need it. I mean, again, soon you won't be able to board a domestic flight without this or without a passport. So take advantage of it. You will thank me later. I'm seeing these reports about Kristaps Porzingis, and the reports are that the Dallas Mavericks are nearing a trade to acquire Kristaps Porzingis from the New York Knicks. Adrian Wojnarowski earlier reported New York is finalizing a deal to acquire Kristaps Porzingis, which would be quite comical since they already have him. I don't know what to make of this. I am not surprised that Dallas is interested. I mean, Cuban's looking for the next Nowitzki. He looks like that guy, except a bigger version, if he's, you know, healthy. But I'm a little surprised that the Knicks would get rid of him. The other night, the Knicks fans gave Dirk Nowitzki a standing ovation. And Dirk was deeply moved. You could see it. He hit that first three, more of the same, in the way that he was received at Madison Square Garden, the most famous basketball arena on earth. And, you know, it occurred to me, Rona, I mean, those fans know good basketball. They just haven't seen any since Patrick Ewing, Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, Earl Monroe. They just haven't seen any since that time. I mean, you talk about your franchises that have had a long dry spell. I mean, that would be your New York Knickerbockers. I mean, you obviously had the Patrick Ewing years. They never quite got over the top. Again, I don't blame... Ewing's one of those players in history that I actually give a pass to because I just don't think his supporting cast was ever good enough to get him over the top. I mean, he came so close against Houston that day, but the dreaded John Starks shot down his hopes when Starks went, 3-for-19 or whatever in that game seven when he insisted on continuing to shoot the ball, even though he can't shoot at all, or could not shoot at all at the time and was cold as could be. But, you know, so he's one of those guys I sort of give a pass to because I think Ed... You know, when the answer to who's your second best player is John Starks, you're probably not winning a title. And Ewing came about as close as you could. Ewing had lots to overcome, too. He had to overcome the Celtics. He had to overcome Jordan. He had to overcome Houston and Olajuwon. You know, he had lots of things to overcome. Fundamentally, I think Patrick Ewing's one of the more underrated players in NBA history. You know, he always got this bad rap of being soft because he would take these little turnaround jump shots. I don't think any of that was ever true. I also think that Ewing is arguably one of the 2, 3, 4 most dominant college players to ever play the game. I mean, Ewing could have won the title in college every single stinking year. I mean, and really, in a way, came close to that. I mean, even in the game where they basically threw the ball away to North Carolina at the end of the game, even in that game, the best player on the court was not Worthy or Jordan. The best player on the court was Patrick Ewing. You know, so there's that. And I think Ewing was fundamentally one of the more underrated players of my lifetime. Having said that, you know, that's the last time the Knicks saw decent basketball. I mean, that's like an eternity ago. And if you want to go back further than that, you got to go all the way back to like 1969. The same time the Jets were winning, the Knicks were winning. You know, you talk about a city that has had it bad. I mean, other than like the Giants and the Yankees, you know, at the same time, those franchises, the the Jets franchise, the Knicks franchise have been two of the worst, most poorly run franchises in all of sports. I mean, for like 50 years, they've been two of the most poorly run franchises in all sports. And now they're going to get rid of Porzingis? I'm sorry. For what? Let's see. I'm not seeing anything on what the Knicks would get for Porzingis. I'm seeing Porzingis to the Mavs. Oh no, not Dennis Smith Jr. You're not telling me you're going to trade Porzingis for Dennis Smith Jr. That's not the case. Okay, here it is. Knicks receive. This would send, in theory, Kristaps Porzingis, Courtney Lee, and Tim Hardaway Jr. to Dallas for Dennis Smith, Wes Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, and a draft pick. There's no way I would do that. There is zero. I would never, if I was the New York Knicks, I would never even consider that. I think that is utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. Look, I know Porzingis has had some injury issues. I get all that. You're talking about a 7'3" guy with Nowitzki-type skills. And when he's been healthy, he's been a revelation. This is the only thing the Knicks franchise has had to hold on to since Patrick Ewing. And you're going to give him up for Dennis Smith Jr., Wes Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan? The Knicks have no idea what they're doing. Ramona, remember that? I went over that 20 years worth of drafts. The Knicks didn't have a player.
I remember.
The Knicks didn't have a player on their roster from 20 years worth of drafts. The best player the Knicks added to their roster in like 20 years worth of drafts was Rod Strickland. I mean, no one has a worse draft history in like a 20, 25 year period, not even the Clippers, than the Knicks. And the only guys the Knicks found that could play, they dealt. And so they never really played for them. The Knicks drafted in round one year, they drafted Frederick Weiss out of the French Bicycle League. Frederick Weiss was a 7-foot stiff who was averaging like 5 points and 3 rebounds in the French Bicycle League. And the dummies with the Knicks drafted him in round one. Needless to say, he never made an appearance in the NBA because he sucked over there. One year, the Knicks looked at Arizona's whole roster, a year Arizona's winning the title, and the whole team could play. They're a national championship team. There's only one guy on the team who couldn't play. Guess which guy the Knicks drafted? They drafted the one guy who couldn't play. They drafted the 6'6 power forward who couldn't play. You know, that's the Knicks' history. The Knicks have 20 years plus of not understanding at all what the draft is about. You're going to give Dallas Dirk Nowitzki 2, or potentially Dirk Nowitzki 2, for Dennis Smith Jr., Wes Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, and I'm sorry. You know what? Dennis Smith Jr. is an explosive athlete. Those are three guys right now. I don't know if I want him on my team if we're picking sides at the Y. I know I don't want DeAndre Jordan, and I don't care about Wes Matthews. This is fundamentally Kristaps Porzingis for Dennis Smith Jr. You cannot make that deal. Just on potential alone, you cannot make that deal. The New York Knickerbockers should just be closed. Worst ownership in all sports. Dumbest ownership in all sports. I mean, I don't understand anything the Knicks have done in 20 years, and I certainly don't understand this. It's astonishing. And in Dallas, you're going to let Dallas assemble Luka Doncic?
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
So you're going to let Dallas assemble Lucas Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis? Well, guess what? Suddenly Cuban and company is going to be back in business. There, you have the start of something. This is an absolute coup for the Dallas Mavericks if this deal is actually consummated and pulled off. Absolute pull. Absolute coup. Tell you, when I first saw Dennis Smith at NC State, I thought of Russell Westbrook, but he just never panned out. Look, he's still early in his career. He's a super explosive athlete. I think that's a fair comparison. I think he is that. He is that type of athlete. But let's say he does become that. You know, you're still not. You wouldn't get rid of Dirk Nowitzki in his prime for Russell Westbrook. So let's just say that you're still right, because you might be. You know, maybe that opinion still has validity. But you're not going to get rid of Dirk Nowitzki in his prime for Russell Westbrook. I mean, no one. You can't do it. It's just invincibly stupid. It's the stuff that the New York Knicks are made of. I never expect to see this today. You know, it's funny because maybe I should have, because, you know, Porzingis was, you know, being pretty cozy with Nowitzki the other night. So maybe he already knew. Maybe he already had a feel that thing was going to be consummated. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. When Ramona's house was raining inside, and according to her, it was coming down hard, she called Gilstrap Roofing. They came right out, fixed it. They stopped the rain. You know, here's the thing. You don't really want to wait till it gets to that point. But you know when we find out there's something wrong with our roof? When it starts raining in our house, when we come home one night and find these big spots on our ceiling. That happened to me once. Here. Came home, found big spots on my ceiling. And then I knew that I had a roof problem that I didn't know I had. Do not wait for those things to happen to you. Do not wait for the worst to happen. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you and send you on your way. If there's something wrong, get it fixed before the damage ensues. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. And if you're looking for a new roof, no one will integrate your roof in from an aesthetic standpoint into your home and your surroundings better than Gilstrap. Call them. 80 years, they've done roofs. 269-1232. Quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios.